Lots going on, and there's some very good news out there. In January, in fact, the U.S. Census Bureau announced that 5.4 million new business applications were filed in 2021. That surpasses the record set in 2020 of 4.4 million. The 2021 applications represent a 35% increase compared to pre-pandemic filings in 2019. Lucky for us, we're about to speak with Eric Dietz, Huntington Bank Southeast Michigan Regional President, joining Huntington in 2012, previously served as the Private Bank Regional Director for the Southeast and Mid-Michigan regions before being appointed Regional President in June of 2019. It should be pointed out for this conversation, Eric is a financial services veteran with more than 30 years of diverse experience, including 25 years in the commercial sector. Eric, good morning. Welcome into our Huntington Economic Outlook Show.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, it is a pleasure having you and your expertise. We are seeing clearly an increase in new small businesses. Is that out of necessity because of COVID? What are your thoughts? Why are we seeing that increase?
First of all, I'm amazed as well, and we are, and it's just great to see. You know, I think a lot of it is just the labor market with the pandemic. So many people are walking away from their jobs and are looking for another opportunity. And we saw the job losses and the reduction of hours with everybody being furloughed. As I said, other stable careers that have, you know, had time to self-reflect on what they want to do and what their life's goals were. So a lot of this is causing this surge, Paul. And we feel, you know, there's a silver lining with these challenging times. And it's just a renewed optimism. People are out there, and they are not hesitant to start a new business.
Well, that is a silver lining. And what are you seeing from these, I'll call them aspiring entrepreneurs, that are right here in Detroit?
Well, you know, we're uniquely positioned, Paul, because we're the number one SBA lender in the country. So it just really gives us a chance to lean in and do what we can and what we normally do to help drive the economic impact here in Detroit. So one new business program that we came up with last year is called Lift Local. And we already took $7.6 million in applications last year. And it's really been a great program for us to lead with in Detroit.
You know, Eric, we've talked about the Lift Local program in the past, but for people who weren't with us during that conversation, what exactly is the Lift Local program from Huntington?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. We came out with a $40 billion community plan when we acquired TCF last year. And with that plan goes, how do we allow people access to capital? You know, we're often accused of wanting to lend money as an industry to people that can prove they don't need it. And we want to reverse that trend. We want to show people that are, you know, women who haven't had access, minorities that haven't had access. There's a focus on veteran-owned businesses. And that's really what this program is all about. We allow the government to step in and guarantee this as well. So it allows us to do more and be able to say yes more often to a lot of these startups and people who maybe before just thought they couldn't start their own business and didn't have the capabilities or the access. We're providing that. And it's very rewarding for us. We really feel this program is one that's going to continue to take off here in Detroit and the surrounding area.
Maybe go online or stop at a Huntington branch, or what would be the best way to get more information when you think you can benefit from the Lift Local program?
You know, what we've decided to do with that program is to offer it through our branch. So any one of our branch managers is skilled on delivering this program. And that's unique. Historically, it's always been done through a business banker, you know, that sits outside of the branch network, or maybe, you know, one for every six branches. Now we have every branch manager involved, and it's very exciting.
Excellent idea there. And in fact, the whole idea of Detroit is important to Huntington. We've watched this happen as Huntington continues to grow. Talk a little bit, Eric, about Detroit being truly an important part of your whole efforts. Important geography is one way of putting it.
Yeah, and I would even take it a step further, Paul. I would talk about the state of Michigan. So Southeast is obviously the biggest region that we have in the state, but we have the number one branch position in the state of Michigan. And that's for a reason. We see this as an opportunity. As you know, we're based out in Columbus, but we have decided to co-locate our commercial bank So our commercial bank is going to be headquartered in the city of Detroit. We are moving to the city of Detroit, and that will become our co-headquarters.
Well, I know that you're very involved in Detroit. Certainly all of Michigan is important, but here in Detroit, you serve on the board of the Metro Detroit Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. You're a member of the executive committee. You're a board member of Forgotten Harvest. You're very much involved in our community, and we really appreciate that. Talk a little bit more about the commercial bank and what more you can share.
Yeah, Paul, it's a big segment for us. It really stems around our middle market team, and they're probably the powerhouse of all the groups that we have. But we have large corporate. We have specialty banking. We do a lot in the franchise space. Commercial real estate is a big segment. And then we also pulled in some new inventory finance with our TCF merger. So very, very excited about what we have going on in the commercial sector. And then last but not least is our auto floor plan. We take a lot of pride in running a very sound and extremely capable program to support all the dealers that we have throughout the state of Michigan.
Well, I'm sure you're a very proud Spartan, MSU graduate with your degree in finance. You've put it to very good use with the Huntington team, and it's always a pleasure catching up with you. Quick last thought.
You know, Paul, it's just amazing. I would just say that, you know, never give up. You know, whether you're an individual that is leaning into something new and different, we don't give up. You know, we're going to continue to look for new programs. Our community plan is robust, and it's just getting started. So
excellent.
You know, thankfully, people are doing the right thing and starting businesses, and we all know that adds jobs, and it's going to be a lot of fun over the next 5 years.
Eric Dietz, Huntington Bank Southeast Michigan Regional President. Thank you, sir.